This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, hello. Welcome to tonight's shiur. The halacha shiur tonight is entitled Selling Trees and Crosses and Other Seasonal Issues. Here in London, in the UK, we do not have the zechus of living in Eretz Yisrael, and the season of the end of December is very much felt in the streets. And it's therefore an opportunity to discuss some of the related halachic topics to do with that. So the first question to discuss is, what is the status of Christianity in halacha? Is it considered avodah zara? If you take a look, please, at the first handout, the first box in the handout, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. The Mishnah in avodah zara, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, tells of the issa, the prohibition, to enter a town where there is an avodah zara there. Now, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos on this Mishnah says the following. Take a look at the second box, please. L'fi she'ein muta b'shumponim li'konis li'ir she'esh b'avodah zara. It is forbidden to enter a city where there is an avodah zara. V'chol shekein lodur bo, and certainly how much more so to even live in such a city. V'chol shekein lischer bo, how much more so you can't go in there to just do business. U'lefichoch, and therefore, says the Rambam, that any city in the Christian world, where there is a church, an altar, and invariably therefore in every church, which is a play on words, of course, of rather than saying a mokum tefillah, but leitzonus for avodah zara is the one form of leitzonus that is permitted, and he's referring to many of the Gemara and others describe the base avodah zara as a base tiflus, which means a house of stupidity. Asher hu base avodah zara below sofik, says the Rambam, there is no question that church is considered a house of avodah zara without doubt, says the Rambam. Hare zu ha'ir in mutu la'avo b'bekavona, and therefore one cannot go to a city where there is such an avodah zara. V'chol shekein lodubar. So how come we all live in cities where there are churches, at least many of us, certainly here in England, you go to a remote village and there are two things in that village. There is the local church and there is a pub. So how can we go visit these villages? And here in London, there is an abundance. So how can we live that? Does it not violate what this Mishnah says according to the Rambam? So listen to what the Rambam says. Avon Hashem Mosreinu Biyodehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has handed us into their hands. We have no choice. We have to live somewhere. And it's like an onus. We have no choice. It's against our will. And we haven't got any choice really in the matter. Says the Rambam, if that's the status of the city, how much more so you cannot actually enter the church itself. And therefore entering a church from a halachic point of view is very problematic. I should add that not all the Rishonim are of that opinion. There is a famous Tosfos in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Beis, in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam. He introduces a concept of Avodah Zorah B'Shittuf, which means, he says, that it's only Avodah Zorah if they totally reject the existence of God. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Christianity combines the belief of God with other idolatrous beliefs, and therefore it's not considered avodah zara. And the Ramah in Erechaim in Hilchas Beis HaKnesset, Simon Kuf Nun Vov Siv Aleph, certainly at least according to the Pischei Tshuva, is of the opinion that he follows this Rabbeinu Tam. However, the majority of poskim consider Christianity to be avodah zara, and even if it is avodah zara b'shittuf, like the Rabbeinu Tam says, sort of a partnership of their belief, it is only permitted for a non-Jew. And for a Jew, however, there is no difference between avodah zara and avodah zara b'shittuf, and therefore for us to go into a church is problematic, and it's considered the house of avodah zara. And therefore, the Igros Moshe in Yerideh Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Chof Tes, the second box from the bottom of the page, says, Issa likonis l'knisas hanoitzrim, poshut shelikonis l'knisas hanoitzrim, shehu mokum she'ovdim v'oisin tifloseihem, also af likonis. It's also even just to go in there, rakla habit but suros she'en shehoyu yudu and she'rakla noy osu. Even to go in to admire the artwork or anything else that's there, which was just done for decorative or art purposes, even that is the case, that is still not allowed to go in there for that reason. Okay, so that is the background regarding the status of Christianity in brief. Now, in contrast, entering a mosque is quite different. Mosques are not considered houses of Avodah Zarah. In fact, I heard recently, I heard from Rabbi Hartman, who heard from Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, that he heard from, I forget exactly who it was, maybe it was Zalman Meltzer, or one of the great Rabbonim of Yerushalayim, I forget who, that maybe it was Rabbi Shulayb Diskin, not directly from him, but in his name, that if he saw a Muslim praying, that he wouldn't go in front of him in Dalad Amos. In the same way that the halacha is, that if there's a person davening Shemoneh Esrei, you can't go in front of them Dalad Amos, you can't walk immediately in front of them between 6 and 8 feet, because the Shechinah is there and it will disturb his concentration, etc. Well, so too, if a Muslim is davening, since ultimately it's not Avodah Zarah, and he's also praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, I think it was Rabbi Shulayb Diskin, he wouldn't walk in front of that person, Dalad Amos, a non-Jewish Muslim. Amazing. But either way, mosques are not houses of Avodah Zarah. However, the Tzitz Eliezer, I've got the Maromokum there at the top of the second sheet, says that whilst one is permitted to enter a mosque, one should only really do so if there's a pressing need, but technically it is allowed. In contrast, Hindu and Buddhist temples are considered Avodah Zarah. There is real Avodah Zarah there, and therefore it will be forbidden to enter those places. Now, that leads us on to the topic of contemporary Avodah Zarah issues, such as selling trees and crosses, etc. So there is an important remark. The remark says in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph Siv Aleph, Tzureis Shemeshtachavim Lohem, crosses which non-Jewish people bow down to, Dinom Kedin Hatzelem Va'asurim B'loi Bittel, and they have got a full-fledged status of Avodah Zarah, and therefore they are considered also. Avo, Oysin Shetoylim B'Tzavar L'Zikorin, but those crosses which are worn around the neck, Loi Mikritzelem Amuta, they're considered just Zikaron, which means they're just remembrances of their Avodah Zarah, and they're not actual Avodah Zarah, and therefore, says the Ramah, it's Mutter. The Shach, however, does add, he's quite stringent, and he adds an important sort of footnote, and he says, Oysen, the next box, that's only the case if we know they haven't been worshipped. But the simple reading of the Ramah is that any sort of crosses worn as jewellery is considered decorative, and it's just a zecher, it's a remembrance of their Avodah Zarah, and not actual Avodah Zarah, and therefore it will be mutter to trade in that. However, ideally one should not benefit from conducting business that involves crosses or trees, but the eved, one may sell them. And the trees themselves are perhaps even easier, because the tree itself is not the tselem, is not the cross, this is just a commemoration of like a pagan practice, it's not proper Avodah Zarah, and therefore selling the trees itself would not be a problem. Again, ideally one should not benefit from that choice of business. There are many other ways, many other businesses one can go into, and other ways which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send a person his parnasa. However, technically it would be mutter. Just as an aside, I remember some years ago a friend of mine, he was going away for a few days and he rented a cottage somewhere in England. And he left it last minute, and he got in touch with the non-Jewish owner. And they managed to make a booking this time of year, just a few days before the 25th of December. And he's a canny businessman. And he got a bargain price. And half an hour after securing this price, just a day or two before he was going to go on this holiday, he gets a call from the landlord, the owner, who sheepishly said, listen, you know, it's only a few days before you're going to arrive. I'm not going to have a chance to go get a tree and put it in this cottage that you're renting. Now, my friend, this very savvy businessman, without missing a beat, he turned around and said, what? No tree? How can we not have a tree in a cottage at this time of year? And he demanded a further deduction in the rent that he was going to pay. And that was that. And I must be honest with you, at the time I thought quick thinking and quite cute. But when I repeated it to my family at the time a few years ago, they weren't so sure about it. They thought this could be a Chilul Hashem, because the fellow shows up at this cottage and it's clear that he's a from Jew. And the owner would let him in and see that there's been a sort of a little kanunya going on, a little bit of underhand, who took advantage of him. So it could well be, maybe he wouldn't be there in person and there was a sort of an entry code to get in. Maybe, I don't know. But one has to be careful, of course, of Chilul Hashem in all situations. What about decorations? So decorations, for example, you can go to Meir Sha'arim around Sukkot time. And, you know, the streets there are just magnificent and busy getting ready for the Simcha of Yom Tov and Sukkot. And you've got, so it's full of decorations of how to decorate your sukkah. And sometimes you come across decorations with a Rebbe that is not known to many Yerushalmis. He's got a long white beard and he may be wearing a very nice red coat. But of course, this could be Santa Claus and not anybody else. So is the one allowed to decorate a sukkah with all paraphernalia from Christmas time? So the answer is yes. Decorations are not worshipped and therefore it's permitted to sell them. And that's not really a problem whatsoever. Regarding saying the name I just mentioned, is there a problem? Well, regarding the name of the deity of in Christianity, the poskim say that the first name, Jesus, is actually okay to say, but it's the second name which is more problematic. There's a tshuva of the Chavos Ya'ir. I've got it on the handout. That the question, of course, is, it says in the Pasuk in Shmos Chaf Gimel, V'shem Elohim Acherim Loisas Kirum. You're not allowed to mention the name of other gods. So is it a problem to say that name? So the Chavos Ya'ir, I just gave it away, right? The Chavos Ya'ir says that it's actually okay, and he gives various reasons. One reason is that it's merely the name of a person, and it's used as a regular name nowadays. In fact, I was told that there is the name of a footballer who goes by this name, and it's apparently quite a common name. And therefore, if it's the name of a person which is used, you know, in regular society, then that is one factor saying that it's not a problem to say it. And moreover, there is a Bir Hagra, that the Gran says that the Issa is only for a name designated from inception to be used as idolatry. Says the Gran, this is in Yerodes, in Kufem Zayin, Sifkot and Gimel, Ein Issa el Hashem Shem Nitin Lo Hashem Elohus, a name given in inception for idolatry. Al Hashem Hediotus, Afar Pisha Osohu Eloya, but a name of a regular name which became an Avodah Zorah, Kiven Shebezeh Hashem Ein Bei Elohus for Adnus, the name itself doesn't have anything special about it. For Gamlo Nitin Lo Hashem, Kach Mutu Tuchsiv Hashem Elohim Hashem Elohus Hikbutakosu, but this wasn't a name from inception. And therefore, saying that name, says the Chavos Ya'ir, is actually okay. One final point, interestingly, the Chazal often refer to him as Yeshu. Where does that come from? So there are different reasons. Maybe it's a shortened version of Yoshua, but there are various reasons for it. Some say it stands for Yimach Shemo V'Zichrei, because of the various troubles that has been caused throughout the sort of 2,000 years of Golus, instigated perhaps by the church and other things, and the pogroms and the crusades, other things. And therefore, this is a sort of a bitter episode in Jewish history. And hence that notrikon, that sort of severe abbreviation of his name. Interestingly, the Maharil in Kuf Gimel, I've got it there at the bottom box, the last box, says something absolutely fascinating. Chazal often refer to him as Yeshu HaNoitzri. Now, we normally think the Noitzri, which is the name of Christianity generally, but it really means Nazareth. So we refer to the place, the city where he lived, where he was. So the Maharil says something fascinating. Take a look at the bottom box. Omer Maharil, the Lekach Nikra Oysoesh Yeshu HaNoitzri. Why is he called Yeshu HaNoitzri? Mishum de Noitzar v'nivra me'isha. Because he was created and conceived and born to a woman, to a human being, kashar odin, like any other person, the loyha ve'eloika, and he was not considered a deity whatsoever. Of course, a tenet of Christian belief is there was the Immaculate Conception and he was born the virgin birth, etc., etc. But we counter that by saying, no, that he's called Yeshu HaNoitzri, that he was actually conceived and born like any other human being. the bomb in Neitzah, but Yeshu HaNeitzri, you know, we could say that it was called after the town of Nazareth. So there we have it, some interesting just background regarding this time of year, selling trees and crosses. So just to summarize, Avodah Zorah-wise, the majority of posts can consider Christianity to be Avodah Zorah. The Rambam and Pirush Mishnah is there, and Avodah Zorah is very categoric about it. However, there is a Shitter in Tosus of Shittuf, Avodah Zorah B'Shittuf, which means that if Avodah Zorah is only when they totally reject the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but according to Rabbi Natan, Christianity combines the belief that that God is sort of in partnership with other idolatrous beliefs, and that's not actual Avodah Zorah. And there is the Ramah, which seems to sort of follow that view. However, the majority of posts can consider Christianity to be Avodah Zorah, and therefore entering a house of worship, a church, would be problematic. However, mosques are not considered houses of Avodah Zorah, whereas Hindu and Buddhist temples would be. And selling trees and crosses, the Ramah says that the crosses are a zecher ba'alma, and therefore it's okay to sell them. The Shach does add that condition, that we need to know that it's... they were not actually worshipped. But nonetheless, one should not benefit from conducting business that involves crosses or trees, but yeah, it is mutter. Decorations are not worshipped, and therefore that would be okay to sell them. And saying the name, as we said, the first name would be okay, but the second name is more problematic based on the Chavos Yoyeh, and then that interesting Maharil regarding the very name Yeshu. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.